Welcome to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements, and by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. I'm Dan Small, and I'm here with Jeff Kelman. Jeff, I was at the sports show last weekend, but you were up north ice fishing in a rather special event, and you did tremendously well. Tell us about that.
It was a very special event. Listeners know that I compete in a number of ice fishing tournaments throughout the season with the North American Ice Fishing Circuit. During those tournaments, we had the opportunity to qualify to make it onto the USA Ice Team. The USA Ice Team is a fairly young thing to be able to do. This will be the fourth year in 2012 that they've been doing it. Mm-hmm. And they have the qualifiers before every NAIFC event. That's how it's right now.
I'm hoping
they expand this across the entire United States. Would be really cool. Right now it's during the NAIFC, and I qualified in on Lake Winnebago. Miller's Bay, I caught 15 tiny little perch in like 32 minutes, which was enough to take first place in that qualifier, and it got me into this final round, which is in Rhinelander this last weekend. It was a series of three heats. There was 32 others that were signed up, and we did one heat on Lake Thompson. It's a three-hour endurance race, basically. We had all the guys come out, hand augers, no electronics, pre-picked zone. You weren't just wandering across the lake, pre-picked zone. They started. You could go out, drill your hole, start fishing, and it was as many fish as you could catch in those 3 hours was the first heat.
Okay.
They had scores coming around, counting the fish in your bucket and dumping them out so that you could continue fishing. And then I finished with a tie for eighth place there.
In the first heat.
The way they did the points and things like that, and ended up splitting it in half and saying it was 7.5 points. However they figured that out, that's how they figured it out.
Okay.
So I had 7.5 points going into the second heat. The second heat was again on Lake Thompson, a different zone, but again pre-picked zone. And this was fastest to 25 fish.
Oh, okay.
No electronics, hand auger, meat only, no plastics, nothing like that. It's back to the old traditional ways type of deal. It's really more the European style of fishing.
Okay.
And first to 25, I took third in that heat.
Ooh, okay.
So I felt pretty good about that. At the end of the day, I was in a tie for like fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
I needed in all reality about a top 18th finish, looking back at it now. But I was gunning for a top 10 finish on the last heat Sunday morning. And I was able to get out on Washburn Lake, is where they took us, pre-planned zone again, hand augers, no electronics, meat only, 20 feet of water, which is about 10 feet deeper than what we were fishing before, and lots of little perch in there, and I ended up taking first place in that heat.
Ooh.
So that not only did I know as soon as I crossed the timeout line that I was on the team and going to Finland, come to find out I finished first overall out of everybody else.
Fantastic.
So
wow.
It was quite the experience. We have a fantastic team going to Finland in 2012. You know, they finished eighth place this last year, the U.S. did, in the World Ice Fishing Championships in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second time they've been to Europe to compete like this. So I'm hoping we can hit the podium this year as fast as a jump as we've taken so far in Europe. I'm hoping in 2012 we can hit the podium, and I'd love the idea of representing the United States of America in the ice fishing world. It's fantastic.
It's unbelievable. This is essentially the Olympics of ice fishing. I mean, this is serious business.
Yeah. In fact, we're taking many steps as an organization and internationally, all of the teams involved in this, to apply to the Olympic Committee, getting petitions wherever we need to, making sure we're following the rules that they would follow, so that we can kind of slip right in and be a demonstration sport in the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you might be on the USA team then, huh?
Yeah, it would be an official USA team member for the Olympics. It would be really cool. I mean, this is already a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And really the pinnacle of this sport, going over seas or going anywhere and competing internationally in anything is fantastic.
So that kind of equates with Kevin Van Dam or Mike Iaconelli or those
guys.
True.
It really is, you know, on that level for the sport. That's what this is.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I'm very excited, very proud to be a member of it.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have a fantastic team. Cannot wait.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations
Thank
on that.
You,
that is tremendous. And now, of course, Iaconelli and Van Dam, they've got big sponsors.
Yes.
Who's sponsoring this USA ice team?
You know, there's a number of sponsors that help out the ice team. Mm-hmm. Clam, Columbia, those guys, Strike Master, they all do a really good job of helping us out. But, you know, there's fundraising opportunities for us that we need to take upon ourselves as individuals on the team. And so, you know, we'll be trying to think of a fundraiser, and I'll let you know, Dan, where I can use you.
Okay, all right.
And we'll figure out a way that that we can raise some money, you know, to get over to Finland, help the team out, and things like that. It's really a grassroots effort, mostly because the team is so young right now.
Yeah.
You know, only a few years of doing this, we're really still trying to work everything out, and it's been fantastic, though.
Well, that is great. Well, you can count on Outdoors Radio being one of your sponsors.
I appreciate it.
For your participation in Team USA, Ice
right.
Team USA, going to Finland. That is great.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, gosh, you were out there winning the USA ice fishing competition, and I was just at the sports show, and I'll tell you about that in just a minute, but we've got an interesting show coming up.
Yeah, we do. We've got Pat Reeve is coming up and Tom Richardson. Both of those guys are going to be at the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo, and both have some fantastic seminars, mostly centered on deer hunting.
Yep.
I cannot wait to hear what these guys have to say.
That's right, and speaking of the Deer and Turkey Expo, our giveaway this week is 4 more pairs of tickets to the Deer and Turkey Expo. Give us a call at 414-297-7554. That's 414-297-7554. I know some of you got it on speed dial already. Leave your name and number. Mention the ticket giveaway.
All right, coming up, we'll talk about your experience at the sports show here in just a little bit. More
That's
Outdoors
right.
Radio coming up next.
It could be coming to a lake near you. A threat so severe, we must act now. The attack of the invasives. It's not Godzilla. It's Hydrilla. It's not Martians. It's mussels. Zebra mussels. It's not the blob. It's bloody fish with bulging eyes. Even aliens couldn't invent something so diabolical, so deadly as the dreaded fish disease. Viral hemorrhagic septicemia. This is science fact, not science fiction. So join the fight against these attackers. Inspect your boat, trailer, and equipment. Remove aquatic plants and animals before launching or going to another lake. Drain water from boats, motors, bilges, live wells, and bait containers. Don't move live fish away from a water body. And buy minnows from Wisconsin bait dealers. Protect Wisconsin from the attack of the invasives. Join the fight by following the rules. Go to the DNR website for more information on the battle plan.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, LakeLink.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of LakeLink's features are yours to use free of charge. Members get access to LakeLink's online lake map library that lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discount on online store merchandise, and much more. Outdoors Radio listeners can save $5 on a new or renewal membership. Simply enter promo code DAN when you set up your membership account. That's promo code DAN. You can listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up. Just type in keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
More fishermen are discovering Minnesota's Lake of the Woods and Rainy River. Jeff and I invite you to discover why so many winter anglers are going to Lake of the Woods, one of the largest border lakes in the continental United States. Any one of their 50 lodging facilities can accommodate your vacation needs. Fish for walleye, sauger, and northern pike, as well as jumbo perch and crappies. To learn more about the great winter fishing, check out the latest fishing report on the web at lakeofthewoodsmn.com or call 1-800-382-FISH.
The Ultimate Man Zone Expo this Friday and Saturday at Center Court Sports Complex in Waukesha includes fun and action-packed events, competitions, exhibitors, music, beer sampling with 10 of Wisconsin's top microbreweries, and tons of prizes and giveaways, including a trip for two to Las Vegas. Play in the Pabst Blue Ribbon Bag Tournament. Test your archery skill in the Buck Rub Archery SACO Speed Round. And watch March Madness basketball with the Man Zone Girls. Everything is included in your ticket price. For more info and tickets, check out theultimatemanzone.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Lake of the Woods, Minnesota Tourism Bureau. You can find them on the web at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You know, Jeff, last weekend I saw Jenna Walton of the Lake of the Woods Tourism Bureau at the Milwaukee Sports Show, and we're going to talk to her next week, but I've got a brief ice fishing report. Yes, they are still ice fishing. They've got just another week or so before they have to remove their permanent ice houses, but they've still got 30-plus inches of ice, and it's a good morning to midday bite, and they're catching lots of walleyes up there at Lake of the Woods, so check them out.
Cool.
So, hey, speaking of ice fishing,
yeah,
how many fish did you catch in those three heats then?
Well, the last two were raced to 25, so
okay,
that was 50 there.
All right.
The first one was as many fish as you could catch in 3 hours.
3 hours, yeah.
And I caught 65.
Oof, wow.
Which, you know, was a good pace, but again, like I said, it, you know, tied me at eighth there.
Yeah, yeah.
Billy Whiteside, who's been on the USA team and is a fantastic fisherman, I think he was second in points in the NAIFC with his partner Doug Bouchon.
Mm-hmm.
He caught 117 in that.
Wow.
Mike McNett,
yeah,
he caught 108.
Wow.
So,
okay,
you know, some of these guys really, really were on the fish and had good hookups and stuff like that.
Yeah, so how did you do it? What's your technique?
You know, a lot of this kind of played to the strengths that I have in ice fishing. I fish on my knees, so I was close to the hole. It made it a lot easier to detect bites, get hookups, things like that. Wasn't worried about wind. There was a little bit of wind last Saturday, so I was able to block that. I'm a spring bobber fisherman religiously.
Mm-hmm.
You look at all my rods, they
yep,
all have a spring bobber.
Yep.
They're all different types, but I love spring bobbers. That bite detection was really, really key when you're fishing with these little fish. Not all of these little fish pounded your bait. You know, some of them really took it gently. So, and then I started hand lining instead of reeling it in. You know, we got all this fancy equipment, and I use schoolie
right,
reels anyways,
right,
but I wasn't sitting there reeling it in. I would set the hook, kind of throw the rod off to my left-hand side, and I would hand line the fish up, take the fish off, throw it in the bucket, drop the line back down, and feed it back down
okay,
the hole.
Yep,
that
yep,
seemed to be the fastest way to do it.
Huh.
And me and the two guys that took second and third, we all were hand lining.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know anybody else, but I just watched those guys.
Yeah,
I happen to
yeah,
see them on the ice yeah, watching them catch fish, but I know they were hand lining the same way.
I'll be darned.
So, and it's something the Europeans practice religiously.
Sure.
That's all they do is they
yeah,
handline like that during these competitions. So,
interesting. Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm totally excited about this.
Yeah, well, so, we'll talk more about that as we get closer to next winter and probably this summer, too, because you're going to be raising the money
yeah,
to go over there. All right.
So, and you were at the sports show.
I
can
was,
tell because your horse is a little, your voice is
my
a
horse
little
is a little voicey. Yes, it is. It sure is. Yeah, still after a week, I tell you, it was an exciting show. This is our audience. When I say our, I mean Outdoor Wisconsin TV and, of course, Outdoors Radio, because most of our listeners are here in southeast Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people stopped and say, hey, I listen to the radio show. I mean, still, there are more viewers of the TV show because
mm-hmm,
26 years and counting, you know,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
that's we're going to have more viewers, but
yeah,
we're getting more and more listeners every year, and that's great. That's
yeah,
great.
That's good.
And, gosh, I met some interesting people. I had a young lady who was, she's a promo model, and
mm-hmm,
I hired her as Miss Honeybee or the Queen Bee. She dressed up as a Queen Honeybee,
yeah,
and she helped me sample out the Fish and Game Gourmet spiced honeys. It was a lot of fun. She's a former Miss Western Days from West Dallas, and she's
okay,
going to be with me at the Ultimate Man Zone show this weekend in Waukesha, so we're going to have fun with that.
Yep.
And a gentleman named Rick Oncondo came by, and he gave me this custom-made, handmade turkey wing bone call. It's a beautiful call. As you can see, it's hand-decorated in a nice presentation box or presentation case.
Beautiful.
With my name on it and a certificate of authenticity. Pavo, that's his call company, number 59. And I got to practice with it. So, I've used a wing bone, but I'm not real good at it. Here's what it sounds like now. As you can tell, you turkey hunters, I need a little bit of practice. And, we got some samples of our Fish and Game Gourmet sweet and savory all-purpose seasoning, and I want you to test this and tell me what you think.
All right.
There's maple sugar, brown sugar, garlic, and salt, and a few spices in there. And you don't have to fib me if you don't like it.
Now, that one's good, too. I can definitely taste the garlic more in this one than the last one had a little bit of garlic in, too, but... That's really good.
Good.
Well. And, my wife and I actually did use a little bit of the glaze.
The honey?
On some chicken. Yep.
Okay.
The honey as a glaze on some chicken this last week. So
okay.
It was very good.
Well, if you run out, there's more where that came
from. Awesome.
And speaking of more where that
job.
Came from. yes, absolutely. Dave Wallace of the Squirmin' Worm stopped by.
Yeah.
At the booth, and he's going to carry the honey. So
that's awesome.
Folks can find it there, too. All right, well, we'll be back with our first guest, Tom Richardson, right after this. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. We are brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements. You can find them on the web at hupe.com. And joining us now is Tom Richardson of Carson City, Michigan. He's going to be speaking at both the Illinois Deer Classic in Peoria, March 25th through 27th, and the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo that next weekend, April 1st through 3rd, in Madison, Wisconsin. Tom, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you took time out of your busy schedule. I imagine you're doing a lot of traveling this time of year.
Yes, sir. The winter months are the time for the shows and country, teaching folks how to call and tell them lots of hunting stories.
Yeah, okay. Now, your seminar topic, both in Peoria and in Madison, is an intriguing one. How you can become a deadly deer caller. And a lot of folks know about rattling and grunt calls and the like, but a deadly deer caller, what do you mean by that?
Well, Dan, what it is deer will communicate all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people think it's all vocalizations. You know, it has to do with vocalizations, signposts left by the different deer. I call them coffee shop scrapes or scrapes. There's rubs. Deer, they will communicate in all different forms. My seminar is usually centered around the hunting time. I go over the basic grunts and bleats of the does, but I also concentrate on, I like to hunt outside of the box and do things that other guys do differently, such as, you know, there's a lot of guys that don't know that does will actually call to a buck when they're in heat.
Mm-hmm.
I concentrate on bringing that doe in more than I do the buck, because we all know that the bucks are after those hot does.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, deer calls, unlike turkey, and I know you're an expert turkey hunter as well. Your bio talks about 35 years or so of deer and turkey and small game hunting, so you've got a lot of woods time under your belt, so to speak. But if you think about turkey calling, it's really, or duck calling, it's more of a long-distance activity where you can hear yelps quite a ways, and duck calls, you know, you can hear them way across the marsh. But that isn't true with deer calling, is it?
Well, yes and no. I have called out bucks from over 500 yards, and this was done, was utilizing a fawn ball. And a fawn ball... Now, we all know that it's going to be a very rare occasion if you ever call a buck off a hot doe.
Uh-huh.
So, and this could be applied in turkey season as well. You want to get that doe or hen to come to me.
Right.
Now, in the case of deer, the maternal instinct overrules everything. I'll actually close my eyes and picture myself as a fawn caught in a fence with a broken leg, mm-hmm. and I'll start fawn bawling and blatting. I have three or four different tones mm-hmm. and calls that I use. I'll change them up on a regular basis. I like to see the deer I'm calling to so I can read their body language to know if my calling is effective or I got to change it up.
Mm-hmm.
I start bawling and crying, and I'm making the most pathetic sound I can. That'll bring those does in. And right behind those does are going to be the bucks.
Hmm.
Now, you always want to keep your eyes open because these big dominant bucks, they're not going to come charging across the field chasing these does. They're going to hit the nearest woodlot or brush and follow that up alongside of them. So, I can get out there. I called in from very, very long distances, but as a rule of thumb, I always tell people, you know, deer don't yell,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of a hurt fawn.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm calling to any specific deer, I'll start out as quiet as I can. And once that deer hears you, it'll pick up its head and look in your direction. That's the volume that you want to stay at.
Uh-huh. Okay. I've had a fair amount of experience trying to call deer and some luck with it. In fact, this past muzzleloader season, I had a problem because I had a doe trotting along a woods edge, and I knew I'd have a clear shot. And I thought, well, I can stop her with a bleat or something, and so I did, but I stopped her too soon, and she looked right at me, and there was brush between me and the deer, and I thought, well, this is my shot, and I thought I picked a hole in the brush, and I shot and missed the standing broadside doe at about 50 yards,
yeah.
And she would have kept coming there. I know a lot of people use a bleat or a grunt, just kind of the way you use a turkey cluck. You know, I guess I'm thinking turkeys because spring is coming.
Exactly. In fact, the common doe grunt, and it's very beneficial for people to practice using with their mouth in the same situation that you just gave me, you know,
mm-hmm.
If you can actually plug your nose mm-hmm. and bring the air up through your diaphragm, that imitates a younger doe, a little older fawn, that'll usually stop them right in their tracks, and that's what I do. When I'm at full draw and I'm ready for my shot, I'll get them where I want, and then I'll just, of course, you know, some guys whistle. That'll
yep.
stop them too.
Yep.
But they're a little more alert when you do that because it's an unnatural sound.
Sure.
So you just do that little grunt with your mouth. That'll free up your hands, and usually that's all it takes. Now also as well, if I see does out there, you know, I will, does, especially in family groups, because usually those are, they're all related for the most part. Grunting softly, and again, experience is the best teacher here. When you're out in the woods, listen to what these animals are saying, and I'm saying what they're saying because they're actually communicating. I've got a philosophy: anybody can speak perfect Russian, but unless they know what they're actually saying, it doesn't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
Now, each sound they make is for a specific purpose. If you can learn to talk to the animals, you can actually get them to do what you want them to do.
Well, now, how do you learn what they are saying? I've often wondered that with crows, for instance, because there's so many vocalizations between, or besides just caw, caw, caw. You know, they make all kinds
right.
of goofy sounds, and a lot of times I've said to myself, boy, I wish I knew what they were saying, whether they're laughing at me or they're telling each other there's a corn pile over here or a dead deer and on the road or what.
Sure.
How do you figure out what they're saying?
Well, again, that comes with experience being the best teacher. And it applies to probably any game that you're actually hunting, is listen. I mean, my biggest piece of advice, most important, is listen. And when you've got a herd of deer out there, or even a couple of deer, maybe a mom and two fawns, listen to the vocalizations. Look at the body language. What's that doe doing? What time of day is it? Are they going to feed or going to bed? Are the fawns out there a little farther than mama cares for them to be?
Mm-hmm.
If so, she'll have a comeback to me call.
Mm.
Now, the word blue in the English language is pronounced the same but has many different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in volume, intensity, and emotion in the animal world.
Mm.
A grunt can sound the same to you and I, but to a doe or another deer, it's the volume and intensity and the emotion that sound is made by that deer giving it is what they're trying to convey. So what I watch is the body language and what the deer are doing at the time, and just as importantly, what the deer do after the call is made.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, none of us speak deer, but we can get a really good idea of what's going on by just watching and listening.
Yeah, okay. Well, what other call sounds do you make?
as far as the deer world?
Yes.
Well, you know, there's a ticking sound that a lot of hunters don't use, which I will be demonstrating at the seminars, use with a basic grunt call. It's a tick, 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 brrr, which is like a tending sound that bucks will make tending a doe.
Hmm.
And again, that goes back to hunting outside the box, using a lot of calls that a lot of hunters don't use because the deer's not used to hearing it, especially the older bucks. Things like this, you know, listening to that buck when he's actually chasing a doe, and they're actually like a couple of dogs playing. I mean, they'll run towards each other and follow each other, and listen to the cadence and the volume. You know, the buck's usually grunts with every step. Then when he stops, he'll grunt a few more times.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to mimic what he's doing. Mm-hmm. That way, if you're calling blind with no deer in sight, any deer within range that is out of sight is going to think that you're another buck on a hot doe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Also, as with turkey calling, when the turkey gives an assembly call, which is a series of yelps anywhere from 10 to up into 25, 30 range,
right
in a row with
right.
just different volumes and intensities, a doe will do the same thing. She might be calling to her fawns. She might be calling for another buck. She might be lost.
Mm-hmm.
It just all depends on the circumstance. And again, sitting in your tree stand, reading that woods like you would a steelhead stream. What's going on? What time of day it is? How many deer are in the area? And you've got to figure out what's in her mind. I try to get inside that deer's head
mm-hmm.
to figure out why is he making that noise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
usually by observing everything around you, eventually you figure it out. Now, again, it'll take time, but it can be done.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are. Do you do all these with your mouth, or do you use some calls as well?
I use my mouth. Usually, I have pretty much mastered the fawn in distress
mm-hmm.
in the 25 to 30-yard range where I can be quiet. But when I'm calling, I use a whole ensemble of calls. I have more fawn in distress calls in my bag of tricks than anything. I have some various doe grunts. Now, one thing to remember, that these are musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are.
Yep.
And when you're buying a grunt call, the first thing I'll take it out of the package and play it. If I can't, I won't buy it.
Mm.
I'm listening for that rattle sound. If it sounds reedy or rattly, put it back.
Mm.
You want something that sounds true and solid and clear. But then again, the deer is the one judging the calling. But that's what I look for when I'm buying a call. Here in Michigan, I don't rattle too much just because of the buck-to-doe ratio.
Mm-hmm.
One thing to remember is if there's a lot of does compared to few bucks, the bucks are not going to take a chance on injuring themselves when they can go 50 yards away and find another batch of does.
Yep. Okay, well, Tom, we've got to move on, and this sounds like a really exciting seminar. I'm sure you're going to have a full house there, both in Illinois and in Wisconsin. So thanks so much for talking with us, and I look forward to seeing you in Wisconsin.
All right, Dan, thanks for having me.
You bet. That was Tom Richardson. He's from Carson City, Michigan. You can hear him at the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo April 1st through 3rd. And this was brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements, on the web at hupe.com. More Outdoors Radio after this.
Do you love to hunt and be in Wisconsin's great outdoors? Then we need you. Hello, this is Conservation Warden John King, inviting you to get involved. The Wisconsin DNR needs qualified hunters like you to be part of our Learn to Hunt program. Learn to Hunt helps people interested in hunting, both youngsters and adults, first in the classroom and then in the field, with an experienced hunter like you, who can show them how to hunt safely and ethically. As a field mentor, I guarantee that giving someone their first high-quality, safe field experience will be as rewarding for you as it will be memorable for them. Pass on your experience. Pass on our hunting tradition. To learn more, simply search the web for the Wisconsin Learn to Hunt program. Do your part today. Pass on Wisconsin's outdoor heritage. The DNR wants you to have a safe and enjoyable time in Wisconsin's outdoors.
Available now in stores and dealers near you, Ironclad soft bait brands. As seen at major trade shows and used by pros and anglers like you worldwide, Ironclad soft baits are taking the sport fishing industry by storm.
Discover why Ironclad's won the overall Best in Show Award at the Chicagoland Outdoor Show and why Popular Science Magazine named Ironclad's one of the top 10 inventions of the year.
Take it from Billy Appling, co-angler of the year in the American Bass Anglers Grand Slam Series, who says Ironclad baits give him the competitive edge to win tournaments day in and day out.
Or take it from Thomas Jones, national champion of the American Bass Anglers Fishing Tour, who says he caught 16 bass on one Ironclad lure in 3 hours. Anglers, ask for Ironclad soft bait brands at your store and dealers near you.
Discover why nearly indestructible Ironclads are ushering in the soft bait revolution. Available online at buyironclads.com. That's buyironclads.com.
The law offices of Hupie and Abraham collects tens of millions of dollars each year for car accident clients. With offices throughout Wisconsin and Illinois, Hupie and Abraham and their knowledgeable staff will go wherever it takes and will do whatever it takes to represent you. If you have been in an accident and need serious and experienced representation, call Hupie and Abraham at 800-800-5678. That's 800-800-5678. Or visit them on the web at hupie.com. HUPY.com.
Spring turkey season will soon be here, but do you have a place to hunt this year? Some of the best turkey hunting takes place on private land. Roger B's Hunter's Guide covers all of Wisconsin in 10 volumes, with detailed maps that show all federal, state, and county land open to public hunting, plus private land open to hunting under the forest prop law. DanceSmallOutdoors.com has the best price you'll find anywhere on Hunter's Guide. That's DanceSmallOutdoors.com. Click on Dan's Outdoor Store to order your Hunter's Guide today and find land where you can hunt this season.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. We are brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo, April 1st through 3rd, at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. You can find them on the web at deerinfo.com. And one of the speakers at both the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo and the Illinois Deer Classic, which is coming up next weekend in Peoria, is Pat Reeve. And Pat, with his wife and co-host Nicole Jones of Driven TV on the Outdoor Channel and the Wild TV Hunting and Fishing Network, is going to be doing a series of seminars there. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you having us.
Well, it's great to talk to you again. And hunting for you is not just a job or a TV show. It's a way of life, I understand. You're pretty much doing it full-time, 24/7, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. We're fortunate enough to get to do what we love and get to make it an occupation. Been doing it for close to 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Started as a cameraman, kind of at the bottom, worked my way up to the top to where I finally got my own show.
Mm-hmm. And your website, and folks who have seen your show would agree with this, it bills your show as a reality-based hunting show. What do you mean by that?
Well, I tell you, we show it as it happens. You know, we show the ups and the downs of the hunting,
mm-hmm.
End of things. We show a lot of behind the scenes, what it, you know, goes into kind of making the show. I don't leave anything out, basically. I try to put everything I got into each show and, show, you know, even if we, you know, wound a deer or don't recover a deer, we show that too, and goods and the bads. We try to make it very educational so people, you know, might learn something from it. It's not, you know, people that know me understand that, you know, after 20 years, it's not that I need to see my face on TV. I just enjoy doing what I do. I'm passionate about hunting big game and mainly whitetails, and so is Nicole. And that's just what drives us. That's why we've named the show Driven, is because the people that know us and our personalities, I mean, we're just, you know, it's in our souls to go out there every day, no matter if it's 90 degrees in early season or it's sub-zero late season.
Mm-hmm.
We just enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, your seminar, now you're going to be talking about avoiding being detected by big bucks. And the topic of the seminar is five important steps to avoid big buck detection. Now, without giving us the whole seminar here in 5 minutes, what are some of the things you're going to cover?
Well, I tell you, I mean, the reason why I'm doing the seminar on those that topic in particular is because I've been taught the hard way by a lot of big deer.
Uh-huh.
I started out as a guide many years ago up in Buffalo County, Wisconsin, and I learned a lot doing that. And then I've learned over the years, you know, being behind the camera with other experts like Miles Keller and Bob Folkrod, Stan Posses, and the Greg Millers of the world. Those guys have, you know, I've learned their, you know, tactics and
sure.
stuff like that. But mm-hmm. I've also learned from just School of Hard Knocks, you mm-hmm. know, what it takes to get in close and to do it with a not only an extra person in the tree, but all that camera equipment and keep everything right. It's, you know, and these are totally wild whitetails. They never seem to read the script. So, you know, we're in the seminar, we're going to cover five basic topics. We're going to talk about stand approach and exiting techniques. I think most people, a lot of times, make big mistakes when it comes to this and tip, you know, they tip off a big deer that they're hunting and they never end up seeing them. So we're going to talk about ways to not do that and to hopefully, you know, make it a positive situation when they're hunting.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to talk about pre-scouting and hanging stands, being prepared prior to the hunting season, or if you're during the hunting season, how to go about doing it the proper way. I mean, there is, believe it or not, is a right and a wrong way of hanging stands, and there's certain situations you can put yourself into to not tip the deer off or educate them and get those stands hung up without them knowing. And, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the use of electric vehicles or electric ATVs like the Bad Boys
mm-hmm.
of the world, and also the use of just motor gas ATVs and the uses of them and what I've learned to do and how I've used them to my benefit and make my whitetail hunting better. I mean, there's definitely some, you know, tricks to using those kind of things. Obviously, electric carts have come a long ways because they're very stealthy and mm-hmm. quiet and non-odoring. We're going to talk about the pros and cons to those also.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then we're also going to talk about controlling your scent. I mean, everybody knows there's a million things out there now that are being sold to control the human odor, you know, from the scent blocker clothing to the sprays and everything else. We'll talk about, you know, what we go through and what we found to be very effective and how we use it. And then we're going to kind of wrap things up talking about the use of scouting cameras.
Uh-huh.
Those have really revolutionized scouting and monitoring and you know, just really brought a whole new element to people's hunting and for sure, you know, probably made them a better hunter in instances. And we're going to talk about the pros and cons, you know, flash versus non-flash and you know, when we put them out, where we put them out, and that kind of thing. So,
uh-huh. Okay.
A lot of good information in the seminar.
Okay. Now, have you found that big bucks differ from smaller bucks and does as far as being, you know, prone to detect hunters?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, a big buck is, you know, generally older. He's more mature.
Mm-hmm.
He's learned through the School of Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
He's a survivalist, and he knows what he's got to do to stay undetected and to keep out of harm's way. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you're young, I always kind of equate it to, you know, when you're a young teenage guy, you're invincible. And
yeah.
When you get older, you get wiser. So deer are the same way. I mean, if somebody was hunting in you in your home or in your bedroom specifically, you would probably figure it out. There's
yeah.
a guy hanging at a tree stand right quick. So,
yeah.
the deer are the same way.
Yeah.
You know, you're entering into their environment. They're very keen on their surroundings, and certainly a big buck is. So, you know, we're gonna talk about that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, some people say that the older does are really the ones to watch out for, kind of like the boss hen in the turkey situation. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, there's deer, they show and display their dominance in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, they all have their own personalities, you know, so, you know, taking advantage of some of those situations is definitely a key in learning, you know, using calling techniques and stuff like that to kind of influence them and pull them into range is definitely, you know, something that we can address too.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you in Wisconsin, in Madison, April 1st through the 3rd, and I'm sure some folks will run down to Peoria March 25th through 27th to catch your seminar at the Illinois Deer Classic as well. So thanks a lot for talking with us.
We appreciate it, Dan. We look forward to, you know, hearing and seeing everybody.
All right. That was Pat Reeve, co-host with Nicole Jones of Driven TV and the Wild TV Hunting and Fishing Network, and Driven is seen on the Outdoor Channel as well. And this was brought to you by the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo, April 1st through 3rd at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, on the web at deerinfo.com. More Outdoors Radio ahead.
Dying to get out in a new boat? Hi, this is Alan Bell from Cedar Lake Sales, and I have something that'll make your wait a little shorter. What matters most in a boat purchase? Time and time again, boat owners say superior durability, exceptional design, and unmatched value. And that's what you get with Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards. Crestliner Boats that offer more and do more at a competitive price, and all backed by the industry's only true lifetime warranty. No one does it better than Crestliner, Mercury, and Cedar Lake Sales. Cedar Lake Sales is Southeast Wisconsin's largest Crestliner dealer with a complete line of Fishhawks, Raptors, Sportfish, and Kodiaks in stock. Maybe you'd rather relax in a pontoon, deck boat, or runabout. We've got them for you. And right now, you can save over $2,200 during Crestliner's Buy Now, Save Big sales event. So hurry into Cedar Lake Sales for instant savings on new or non-current Crestliner boats and a Mercury outboard. Cedar Lake Sales makes it easy by saving you money and giving you unbeatable service. Cedar Lake Sales, Highway 33 in West Bend, or fish the net at cedarlakesales.com.
More fishermen are discovering Minnesota's Lake of the Woods and Rainy River. Jeff and I invite you to discover why so many winter anglers are going to Lake of the Woods, one of the largest border lakes in the continental United States. Any one of their 50 lodging facilities can accommodate your vacation needs. Fish for walleye, sauger, and northern pike, as well as jumbo perch and crappies. To learn more about the great winter fishing, check out the latest fishing report on the web at lakeofthewoodsmn.com or call 1-800-382-FISH.
The law offices of Hupe and Abraham collects tens of millions of dollars each year for car accident clients. With offices throughout Wisconsin and Illinois, Hupe and Abraham and their knowledgeable staff will go wherever it takes and will do whatever it takes to represent you. If you have been in an accident and need serious and experienced representation, call Hupe and Abraham at 800-800-5678. That's 800-800-5678. Or visit them on the web at hupe.com. HUPY.com.
Spring turkey season will soon be here, but do you have a place to hunt this year? Some of the best turkey hunting takes place on private land. Roger B's Hunter's Guide covers all of Wisconsin in 10 volumes, with detailed maps that show all federal, state, and county land open to public hunting, plus private land open to hunting under the forest prop law. DanceSmallOutdoors.com has the best price you'll find anywhere on Hunter's Guide. That's DanceSmallOutdoors.com. Click on Dan's Outdoor Store to order your Hunter's Guide today and find land where you can hunt this season.
The Ultimate Man Zone Expo this Friday and Saturday at Center Court Sports Complex in Waukesha includes fun and action-packed events, competitions, exhibitors, music, beer sampling with 10 of Wisconsin's top microbreweries, and tons of prizes and giveaways, including a trip for two to Las Vegas. Play in the Pabst Blue Ribbon Bag Tournament. Test your archery skill in the Buck Rub Archery SACO Speed Round. And watch March Madness basketball with the Man Zone Girls. Everything is included in your ticket price. For more info and tickets, check out theultimatemanzone.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, and by Ironclads, the soft bait revolution, on the web at buyironclads.com. We've got our weekly giveaway. Stick around for that. Dan will have details here in just a couple of minutes. We've been talking about the spring questionnaire that's coming up. April 11th is your spring hearings here in the state of Wisconsin. And last weekend, we just talked briefly about the walleye bag limits changing here in the southern zone from 5 fish at 15 inches to 3 fish at 18 inches.
Yeah.
To me, I'm not a walleye fisherman. Hmm. I really don't have much to say on this one.
Well,
you know, I guess I think if the biologist says go for it, go for it, I guess.
Well, and speaking of biologists, I talked with Sue Beiler, who is one of the chief biologists for the Southeast Wisconsin area at the sports show. And I said, you know, what's the story here? And she said, well, you'll catch fewer, but if you have 3 18-inch fish or 18, 19, 20-inch mm-hmm. fish versus 5 15-inch fish, you'll have more walleye meat. You'll have more weight. You'll have,
sure.
You know, ultimately it's a win-win there.
Yeah.
And you also will have more females who actually get a chance to spawn, because if you catch a 15 or 16-inch female,
yeah. Assuming that's kind of a prime time for them to spawn.
Well, yeah, 18 and I don't know, 15, 16 is kind of minimal.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so that's the thought. I don't know if it's a good idea across the board on all the lakes. That would be my concern, because there are some lakes that just don't produce big walleyes, and you may end up with a stunted population,
mm-hmm.
Lots of little walleyes, but they seem to think it's okay. And, of course, that will not apply to Lake Winnebago and that chain and
sure,
the river system.
That's a separate chain.
Yeah.
It's separate rules and regulations, and you need to look it up where you find your regulations.
Right, and there will be other, it's a rather complicated issue. There will be some other waters where it does apply, but at any rate, it sounds like it's going to be a good idea. Next week, let's take on another topic. We'll put this on the poll again, on the newsletter poll. One of the questions on the questionnaire involves extending the archery deer season to include the traditional 9-day gun season. Right now, you can shoot, you can hunt deer with a bow during some of the gun seasons, mm-hmm. The Metro and the CWD and
right.
special
seasons.
But
you have to put the bow away. We all know as bow hunters, you have
right.
to put the bow away during the 9-day gun deer season.
Yep.
They're asking if people would be in favor of keeping that open, letting you hunt with a bow if you wanted to during the gun deer season.
And wear blaze orange, of course.
Or you'd have to wear your blaze orange and
right.
stuff. But
We'll
talk about that next week for sure. We want to get your input on the website, dansmalloutdoors.com.
That's right. And you can call our phone number and leave a comment, too, if you want to, 414-297-7554, and just leave your comment there. Well, Outdoor Wisconsin next week, Judy Nugent is joining a DNR water quality monitoring team and citizen volunteer group as they test a stream in Vernon County. Debbie Wolniak's going to look at a solar electrical generating system at Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School. They're doing a lot of green stuff there
mm-hmm.
at Kettle Moraine Lutheran. And Tom Neubauer is fishing Lake Michigan with Jack's Charter Service and the Channel 10 auction high bidder, Eric Steinhoffel. Eric is quite often a high bidder on that
mm-hmm.
trip. He enjoys it a lot. And
cool.
So Tom and he will be out there with Captain Ken Polianic on Jack's Charters.
Cool. Don't forget, if you want those leftover turkey permits, they
yep.
start going on sale March 21st at 10 a.m.
That's Monday.
That would be, yep, Monday. Zone 1 will start on Monday and Zone 2 on Tuesday, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
March 31st, the 2010-2011 hunting and fishing licenses expire. Make sure you get your new one.
I bought mine at the sports show because I didn't want to go, oh, my God, turkey season, I forgot, or I want to go steelhead fishing. So
sure, sure.
I got it. So.
If you missed anything we talked about, we are online 24/7 at lake-link.com/radio. We're also on my website, hardwater-angler.com. We've got our e-newsletter and our poll question we just asked you about at dansmalloutdoors.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook, theradiofactory.com. We're everywhere. DanSmallOutdoors.com is the place to find all the links.
That's right. And this week's giveaway, 4 pairs of tickets to Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo, April 1st through the 3rd in Madison. Give us a call at 414-297-7554. Leave your name and number either to comment or to enter the giveaway. And if you're going to enter the giveaway, just say Deer and Turkey Expo giveaway. Well, Outdoors Radio is brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, by Hupe and Abraham, a powerful law firm with a proven record of large settlements, and by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Don't forget to stop by our booth at the Ultimate Man Zone at Center Court Sports Complex in Waukesha, and the Queen Bee and I will have some free samples of my new spiced honey and the all-purpose season. Well, join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go go dry. In the coffee can, honey, I'll be